Welcome to Stories of Hope. This is a podcast by the Dream Center,
where you will hear from people who have stories that once seemed hopeless.
People whose stories of redemption and life transformation are so powerful, they can only be possible by the power of Jesus. All right, everybody, welcome back. Today, our guest is Tanya Burris. She is another one of the three Tanyas on our team, which is amazing. She's our director of the resale stores. So today we're just going to kind of talk a little bit about your story, kind of where you've been in the past, how you got to the Dream Center. We really just want to hear how the Lord has worked in your life up to this point. You want to share a little bit about the past? Just get right into it.
Yeah. Well, I have been at the Dream Center for about 6 months, but it felt like the first week I worked here, I had probably worked here for 5 of the 10 years that they had been open, just because I really connected with everybody that was here, the mission, and just kind of fell in love with it from the beginning. But I had actually heard about the Dream Center several years before. I kind of started feeling the call to women's ministry and had some ideas myself of what some things I wanted to do to create a program for women that was very, very similar to what's here. Never heard of the Dream Center before in my life, but one of my customers, I don't even remember her name, she was in Toccoa, Georgia, told me, you should call the Dream Center because they have a system that sounds very much like what you're thinking that you might want to do. I never did. but, you know, once I got here, I was like, oh, you know, now I see what she was talking about. I sort of felt like I was job hopping for a while before I got here. I had worked at a doctor's office for 10 years. I don't like hopping around. I like staying where I'm at. I had a really great family, but I started a work family, but I started feeling like I was getting stirred for something else. Got a call from my old company, went back, and then just had not felt settled at all. Started praying really, really hard about my purpose and where I needed to go and where the Lord wanted me, and never felt settled. I can look back now, of course, and see that every place that I even hopped in the past 4 to 6 years, there was a purpose for it, for where I am right now, but I was very unsettled. Started really praying hard about it, and I can very much remember the morning that the Lord, like, sat me down and said, I mean, I kind of get tickled about it when I think about it, but he pretty much said, I need you to go get you something to eat. I need you to sit down. I need you to concentrate because I have something to tell you. And I was like, so I was in the book of Nehemiah, and he was very much instilling rebuilding the temple, rebuilding the walls. Didn't know what it meant. I was in it for weeks before I figured out that he meant for me to do something, lay the foundation, and I wasn't sure what it was. And women's ministry started, you know, laying on my heart. So I was like, okay, I don't what you want me to do? Do you want me to build a church? What do you want me to do? Didn't understand it. Literally spent a couple of years trying to figure that out until one day I went back to Nehemiah and I heard it very clearly that the temple doesn't have to be a building. The temple is people, and you love rebuilding and encouraging people. So in my mind, I immediately knew what I was supposed to do. I just didn't know what I was supposed to do. You know, I knew that ministry was where I needed to head, but I just didn't know how to do it or what he wanted me to do with it. So just started searching, job hopping, and trying to find it. And I guess 6 years later, after a lot of torment of, you know, finding my place in my career and my purpose and just making sure I was utilizing my talents, I basically hopped around everywhere, still prayed, and then had a job where it just wasn't working out, and I needed something pretty quickly, and just looked on Indeed, and the Dream Center came up, and I was like, wait a minute, that's that place I heard about that they had the,
right,
the, you know, the same ideas that I had. So let me look into this. And as I started reading through it, I mean, I had every piece of experience that was listed on that piece of paper. I had the same mission, you know, and it's like one of those times where you are like, all right, Lord, is this your will? But please let it be your will, because yes. I really, really right. want it to be your will, yeah. Because I really want this. And it was almost like he said, your name's already on it. So I kind of knew from the get-go that this is where the Lord wanted me. So been blessed since I've been here. And that was actually a really hard journey to get somewhere where I felt settled, and then I felt like I was kind of living in my purpose. And I hadn't been here but 6 months, so I sound like it's been forever, but it feels like it's been forever.
So I feel like it's been more than 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, really. One of the things you said, or the story about how, you know, kind of the 6-year process of this whole journey and mm-hmm. everything like that, obviously, you know the Lord, you've been saved. And so I was just thinking, stories of hope, trying to give people that glimpse of reality through what we're talking about. What did that look like in your walk with the Lord of like such a long process of, all right, you showed me this thing in Nehemiah, yeah. and now it's been a very long time. Yeah. Like, was there any like...
Oh, yeah. There was definitely battles all the time. Just, you know, he was telling me to wait, and I didn't want to wait. So I think that was one of the reasons that I hopped around so much, because I was right. trying to find a peace. Trying to really searching for Christian companies, because I knew that somewhere is, you know, I belonged in a Christian company, because I knew that my strengths would be more utilized there, because I'm so faith driven. But just kept hearing the word wait, and that's not easy yeah. at all. So just there was a lot of torment during that time, and yeah. it sounds weird, I guess, for people who might be struggling to get a job. But I was just miserable in my jobs, and that was coming home with me. And, you know, I really wanted my kids to see me living out what my purpose was, and I was kind of tormented about it. And there were, I mean, I tried so many different things thinking that it was where he wanted me. And I still think, like, you know, I wrote a book. I love to write. I read, it was fiction, and it was clean, and it was good. And I thought, well, I'm honoring you because I'm using my talents. And he was like, well, it was good, and you didn't do anything to dishonor me, but you didn't use your talents for me. Mm. So I was like, okay. Well, so there's a couple of projects that he has put in front of me that have been going on for a couple of years. And actually it's one of the reasons Tanya Simmons is here now yeah. because of a connection that we had with one of the projects that we were working on. So, and she's been an amazing part of the team for yeah. sure. But a lot of torment, a lot of trying different things and being told either no or to wait. And I'm very, very, very faith driven, have always been, but I was beginning to get to the point where I was like, all right, Lord, I don't think I'm ever going to find it. Like,
yeah. Wow. No, that's great. And it's also very encouraging just to see the Lord come back around with promises mm-hmm. and to give you clarity. So that's awesome.
So now that coming on the backside of those years of waiting and being patient mm-hmm. and stewarding what the Lord had given you in that moment, what does your relationship with the Lord look like now from going through all of that?
Well, definitely, you know, I would love to say that I was praise and worship all the time when I was going through all that. Of course, I do always praise the Lord, but, you know, there's definitely a relief that I have, and I feel like my faith has been restored a little bit in the fact that he knew what he was doing, even when I didn't think he knew what he was doing and I was questioning it. But, you know, my walk with the Lord has only gotten stronger since coming here. And it's because of that answered prayer, but it's also because of the people I'm around. It's also because of the actual job that I get to do, that I get to do. For years, I wanted a job that I could wake up and get to do instead of have to do. So definitely just rejoiceful. I mean, it's definitely stressful sometimes, and we go through, you know, it's just draining sometimes, but it's rewarding, and I'm just very thankful that my, you know, he's done that, and he has shown me the tools that I needed, even when I was job hopping, that I attained several of those as I was going through that to get here, and now I can see it on the other side, so.
So I'm curious to know of a mini story of hope and then a bigger story of hope. So like your journey the past few years of, you know, the Lord bringing you to this calling and this career and job. What is like one of the most incredible God things that you've seen since you've been here? Like what is another little story of hope that you've seen in the last 6 months?
Well, I would say one of the residents, for sure. She started the same week that I started. So I literally the first day that I started was move-in day. Mm-hmm. And Chris said, you're going to just have to bear with us because it's a crazy week. So, okay. So I remember going out very vividly, helping get her packed and clean out her car. Her bottle of oil broke. And she handled it well, but you could tell she's kind of upset about it. And, she just had this attitude that she didn't want to be here. Right. And I mean, I had never seen it with my own eyes. So I literally thought I'm not sure she's going to make it because her attitude is just not to the point where, and she would, you know, fuss at her kids and she was, you know, just not very friendly to me when I would try to hug on her and love on her. I feel like she was just like, I don't know what she's doing, but I kind of felt like the Lord was saying, don't stop, just keep pressing. And I just got to watch her change. I mean, I got to watch the Holy Spirit just grab a hold of her, and now she dances down the hall. She creates laughter in everybody. She's skipping around. You know, she's just watching what the Holy Spirit did to her attitude and the way that she treats people now. And her kids now want their pictures on my family wall in my office.
Her kids love you. They love you.
But they're precious. And then, you know, the other resident, not to take away from her either. She's come a long way, but I think I was there with her while she was really not sure that she wanted to be here. And now I think she's going to be a world changer. And I think her, you know, even if she's not the world changer, we all change the world in Christ, but even if she's not the world changer, her kids have watched her grow in love, yes, and who knows what they're going to do, you know? So I would say as far as just a snippet of what really confirmed, I guess, that while this is what I want to be doing, it was definitely watching her. And then within the stores, just creating the relationships with the managers and trying to prove to them that I do really love them and I do really care for them and I want what's best for them and I want them to thrive in their walk with the Lord along with their careers. You know, as a new person coming in, that's a little hard sometimes because they don't know me. But I feel like they know my heart now and that I love them. So I think that just kind of pouring into them and seeing them start to change towards me too has been an answered prayer too, for sure.
Amazing. I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Perfect segue too. I was about to switch over to the stores here in a second. but how has it been transitioning into a role like this to where I'm sure it's pretty different from roles you've had in the past or other jobs, but coming in and taking over direction and vision for 4 resale stores across the upstate, not just like we're in the same little city. No, no, no. We're spread out all over the place. Yeah, how's that
been?
Kind of figuring that out.
And we're going to grow too.
Right.
So.
Yes. Love that.
Absolutely.
Well, I will say it's definitely, you know, it was definitely challenging. The wonderful and amazing soul that was in this position before I was actually worked in the resale stores for years. So I feel like it was a little easier for her because she kind of knew what was going on. And it was easier for them to accept her because she had been in the trenches herself and, you know, had known. I actually have done district management for stores before. They were wholesale stores.
Okay.
And then I was in sales for L'Oreal for a while, where we kind of taught, or we were supposed to teach the salons how to sell retail. So I was not 100% new to it, but the resale part, yes, I was 100% new. I was like, I really don't know. So I had to do a lot of research and all that, but it's been fun. I have felt in my place very much. I feel like the Lord has put things on me to pray for our stores, because as we're not, you know, we're a ministry, so we don't like focus on money,
right?
But the stores are a huge part of the ministry. Yes. They help, you know, they help us to stay in business with what we're doing. So I do watch the numbers, because it's important to us as a ministry. And I pray for the numbers to rise, because, you know, the economy is going crazy and we need more money to keep this ministry going and to keep growing. Because Chris shared with me one time that, you know, she feels like the Lord really wants us to show people how to do it right. So we got to get it right.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
We're just, you know, digging. I've really been digging into the Lord and just saying, what do you want me to lead with? Because really, as a leader, I'm a servant.
Right.
I want to serve them in the best way possible. And sometimes it's overwhelming, because you got a lot of people coming at you at one time. But we just try to pray through it. And I try to help them understand that they need to be completely honest with me and me be completely honest with them. And I think we're trucking in the right direction.
Yeah. You also do such a good job, like thinking about one of the manager meetings we had the last few months, where they did the scavenger hunt and they were like sprinting up and down the hallway screaming.
Oh, I heard about that.
Laughing. I've got some hilarious videos on my phone. Like it was so, I think that they see how intentional you're being, which is amazing. And also talking about more stores, talking about even like all the craziness with the registers the last few months, like trying to get that. Like, you want to talk about Nehemiah and rebuilding the city. There's so much of that ties into what you're doing ultimately. So it's just another really cool thing.
Never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
So you're
bringing
a totally different light to that one. Yeah, for sure.
It's very cool. So what's the big thing now that you're praying for, looking at? Like, what's one thing that we're...
Well, that is definitely, again, just making sure that I'm utilizing the talents that the Lord gave me. You know, we have a girl here who has a very strong gift in prophecy, and she shared a couple of things with me that I'm like, the Lord is trying to tell me that I'm not using my voice as much as he might want me to. So I'm just really trying to dig in to make sure that I have every tool in the toolbox that I'm pulling out that the Lord gave me to dig into what my job is here, and what others might see in me as a leader here, that I want to make sure I'm doing a good job in that. Of course, you know, my family I'm always praying for, and I'm always praying for growth, and I'm always praying to shine a light on that. But right now, I guess the four stores that I'm, as far as work goes, the four stores that I'm leading, I'm really praying hard about just serving them well and leading them well and making sure that I'm taking the steps that the Lord wants me to take and not the steps that Tanya wants to take.
Right.
Because just stepping out of my comfort zone, you know, this podcast is a little out of my comfort zone, but just really diving into whatever the Lord's asking me to do, whether it be with, you know, my child or my work or whatever it is, I just want to dig in and do his purpose, because I know that whatever it is, he's got big plans for me. He keeps telling me, I don't know what it is, and it could be, something small, but I'm just trying to do what he tells me to do, because we never know who it's going to change or affect, you know.
It's awesome. I love it.
I just want to say thank you. Mm. You have made my job as marketing coordinator so much better. Kind of like what you're talking about earlier of, like, building the wall with, like, registers and that kind of stuff. You've been building, like, my social media wall.
Oh, awesome.
You have been my partner through this. You're helping me come up with fun ideas. You're supporting, and you're giving me feedback, and you're alongside me. And you really give me like so much great content. And I really couldn't do what I do without you. So you make my life easier.
You are doing an amazing job with it too. You're like rebuilding the social media of the stores all together.
Because you're giving me great breaks.
Yeah.
Thanks, yeah. It's very cool for like me on a very different side of, I don't have a ton of involvement with the stores, but even just to watch how everything is working together, social media, stores, the trucks, how everything right now is flowing and functioning together. It's very, very cool.
And Chris has been amazing at just kind of letting me go. Yeah. Like, you know, she trusts me and she just lets me go. And I honestly have never had a leader like that or as good as she is, because I think she's very, she talks to the Lord so much that she knows where she needs to move and what she needs to do next. And I think that freedom of being able to utilize the experiences that I have and know what the Lord is telling me, and she doesn't ever question it, I think that, to me, I think is going to make us soar in so many ways, because there's no questioning if we're doing the right thing. We're trying to just do what the Lord wants us to do. And I think he's got bigger, much bigger things for the Dream Center in all areas. So I think that every little division doing their part and having the faith to ask and the audacity to ask for big things is what's going to, you know, give us the grace and give us the courage and give us the success that we need in building his kingdom.
Right. That's awesome.
I love that. Amazing.
So cool. Well, thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks for
Seriously,
having me.
you did so good. You would never know that this is out of your comfort zone. Seriously. And we're just so thankful that you're on the team and we all get to be a part of this scene together.
I'm thankful for y'all, all of my team.
Thank you all for listening. We'll see you back here next week.